You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
Almost impossible the tasks which we've set Chloe Rose for the return to Siren Radio of Sound and Chloe's Vision. Yes, she's back. Aren't you, Chloe?
Yes, I'm back. I'm so glad to be doing this again. So thank you for having me, Alex.
It's your show, Chloe. Thank you for allowing me to press the occasional button here. And I can guarantee over the next 45 to 50 minutes or thereabouts, you will have clearly some hilarity. Some bits will be hilarious. Curtains will probably fall as well. In other sort of ways, and there'll be heaps of other stuff in terms of Chloe Rose material that we'll be working through, including a couple of Kate Bush tracks which we're featuring in. It's a slightly different sound of Chloe Rose because it was pre-pandemic the last time we were in the studio doing this particular aspect. So the focus is basically going to be on your own personal favourites from seven Chloe Rose tracks. We've heard the first one of those, True Love. That comes in at number seven. Obviously, it's a bit like presumably choosing between any favourite book. Books, any favourite children, any favourite relatives, any of those sort of things, really. How do you possibly choose? But we thought we'd set you the challenge. And would you like to just share with us, in terms of True Love, which was a wee while ago now, when you listen to that, is it a case of, yeah, that's okay? Or is it a case of, like a lot of musicians say, I don't want to play that. I want to play my new stuff. How do you feel?
It's definitely good. It's got a past memory and it's that reminiscing of it all. And I do love to listen to it. But yeah, definitely, I know what you mean. It's always about pushing forward, pushing out new music. But that is one of the ones that I hold dear to me, definitely. And it's an old chapter and it's being revisited right now. So there you go.
Indeed. Of course, there are videos that accompany, I think, every one of these particular tracks that you can find via YouTube. And you clearly like you have a fondness for Red, don't you? I mean, it's Red that seems to be Red and wandering through fields, or in one instance a cave, but you know,
absolutely. Oh, it's got to be a forest. I've got to have, you know, the long red dress on or something a bit bright and sparkly. Oh, it's got to be done, Alex. Well, it has to be, you know,
visualization of the media. When you're writing your song though, is that what you have in mind? Do you write with a video soundtrack in mind, or do you effectively say, no, I like the music to come first?
It's a strange one. I kind of write in the moment. If I feel a certain thing, or I've gone through a certain thing, or I've heard something that someone's experienced, it's sort of a there and then moment of, right, I need to write this now. Sometimes I can't sit there. And if you said to me, Alex, right, Chloe, come on, I'm giving you a breath, this is the song I want you to write, I'd be struggling a bit. Mm. I feel like I need to take time to just feel it in the moment, and then it comes that way. But I can just be, you know, fiddling around with a few chords, and I'll be singing just a random tune. It could be anything, no words, and then it just comes from that, really, and then the lyrics come afterwards. But yeah.
Sky Is Falling is number 6 in Chloe Rose's top 7 of classic songs from your past and present, of course, from that point of view. Share with us, what's the mindset of this? I do recall when we were promoting this back in the day, I was concerned that it was going to be Chicken Little, Sky Is Falling, and of course the sky wasn't falling, but all was well with the world. But what was your thought behind Sky Is Falling?
Well, I mean, this sounds ever so dramatic, but it was about, you know, the world, if the world ends, what's going to happen then? Who is going to be by your side at the end of it?
Was this a pandemic song?
Well, probably. Do you know what? I think it was, because it was within that year bracket, wasn't it? Mm. So, yeah, I think it was a pandemic song, actually.
A lot of musicians said that they, on the one hand, found the pandemic a blessing because it enabled them to actually focus on their craft, and with studios, with technology being as it is, Zoom, other facilities, to effectively produce material without the pressures of having to constantly tour and promote that. And the music industry has changed so substantially over the last few decades with social media, with instances like how you get your brand out there and so on. Did you find that during the pandemic it helped, or was it a hindrance?
It was a bit of both. You know, I enjoyed the whole, you know, writing music and getting that done on my own and spending that time. But I just felt like I was missing seeing everybody, you know, because I'm the sort of person, I walk anywhere and I'm smiling and waving and wanting to see people. And I'd not been able to do that. It felt, you know, a bit strange. Mm. And the whole gigs, because I think there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience. But what it did do, it gave me that time to kind of express myself in a different way, where I could just, more alone time, I guess. We had a lot of that, didn't we? And a lot of those walks, you know, whether it was down the valleys, and mind you, there's not a lot of valleys in Grimsby, but it was, you know, it was all great, all the same, a bit of fish and chips when I could. And yeah.
We're kind of approaching the third anniversary, 3 years since I think we had the last Midweek Drive live pre-pandemic. I think you were one of the last guests on the Midweek Drive there on Siren Radio. Is the career going pretty much as you anticipated 3 years on from 2020? Or are there areas which you think, well, yes, I mean, I'm enjoying the drama teaching, because we'll talk about that later as well, enjoying various other bits and pieces, but I still haven't had that elusive number one record in America and Britain.
I know, come on, it's got to happen one day. Do you know what? I'd be happy, right? Just one song on a film, just one song, Alex. This would be awesome. Because I know you mentioned earlier about writing music for, say, if it was Bond or a film, and that's kind of the way I'm thinking of going with things. You know, like The Sky Is Falling, that could be on the end of, you know, one of the songs. And this new song that I'm putting out soon, I think that could be like a Bond kind of theme. So, I'm not quite where I was hoping to be. But, you know, you've got to keep going, you've got to be optimistic, and you've got to keep trying. Because the thing is, one door will close and another one will open. And that's what I tell to everybody. I mean, look at J.K. Rowling. How many times was she rejected? But she got up again and again and she showed them. You know, look how awesome you've done. So we've got to keep going. You've got to persist. Don't let it be curtains.
We knew we'd say it once. Skyfall, of course, was a classic James Bond movie. This, sadly, wasn't in the soundtrack, but it is Chloe Rose. Sky Is Falling. Different radio station, different service, of course, but BBC Introducing have been a big fan of yours, Chloe Rose, and rightly so. How has that been going? Because you regularly pop up in terms of various feeds as far as Grimsby's Finest Songstress is concerned. How is the whole thing working, and is there any chance that you'll be taking over hosting Match of the Day from Gary Lineker in the near future?
Well, you never know. That'd be awesome. Well, it's going well in some cases. I mean, with Women's International Day, they played one of my tracks just recently, the other weekend. And yeah, no, they've been incredible. Their support over the years, it's been continuous as an artist in the area. But I can say the same for you. I mean, you've been absolutely amazing at Siren. You've supported me from the beginning, and you're one of the first people that has. So yeah, I'm always going to be grateful for that.
The BBC just jumping on the bandwagon, obviously, that's a key thing. We know this.
I love it. Oh, you do make me chuckle. But yeah, no, I'll never forget those that helped me along the way, and you are one of those people. Yeah. But no, you are. Oh, I'll tell you how it is. You know what I'm like.
We talk about International Women's Day, of course, March the 8th every year. Over 40 years of International Women's Day, you could actually use Kate Bush as an insert for this with this woman's work.
Yes.
Your decisions behind going for Kate Bush, and any chance that you'll ever do or fancy doing a cover version of this?
Oh, I have. I tell you what. Oh, look at me getting excited. I absolutely love Kate Bush. You can hear the passion, right, that I just love it. She is an incredible artist. She's so distinctive. There is, you know, artists out there that you will hear on the radio and straight away you'll think, bang, that's Kate Bush. Oh, that's Sting from The Police. That's, you know, George Michael. You just know. And she's so theatrical. She was one of those artists that was so unique from any other artist that was out at the time. That's kind of what I felt. And it's great that her music's been revisited again with, like, the whole Stranger Things and, you know, Running Up That Hill being played. And, yeah, she's a major influence of mine in terms of music, definitely.
Just make it go away. You're listening to Sound and Chloe's Vision on Siren Radio, a special Sound and Chloe's Vision focusing primarily on her work, apart from occasional inserts by Kate Bush, which was that was one of two. Chloe, we mentioned that you're teaching, of course. That's something that's changed since we did the last Sound and Chloe's Vision. How are you finding being an FE teacher of drama?
Very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. The kids are just hilarious. You know, they do have me in stitches. They keep me very busy. And I do enjoy it because I absolutely love, like, the drama aspect of it. And just giving something back and hoping that, you know, some of them kids are just going to get themselves up there in the careers and just do really well and go far. So that's the initial, you know, reward from it, really, to see them do well.
And how have the sort of specials you put together? Because I know you featured Jonathan Lindsley and Phil yeah. Hurdwood, two actors who are well-known to Siren listeners as well. And the piece, was that interesting for them? Or was it a case of they thought, who are these chronologically gifted folk?
Oh, they loved it. They was absolutely in their element, I think, as well, because it's good for them to sort of understand what it's like for a professional actress or actor and sort of how they got themselves in the industry in terms of their career path. Was it an academic route, was it a vocational route? You know, what skills does a actress or actor need to get their self noticed in their career? So yeah, it was very interesting for them, and it gave them an idea of, right, this is what they're looking for. If I go to an audition, I need to make myself stand out. You know, is it going to be a piece of clothing? Do you wear red to stand out? Oh, the girl in the red top, or, you know, the guy in the blue trousers, or whichever, you know.
It's almost as though you're a butterfly, which, yes, curiously enough, has brought us around to the fifth piece of music that we're playing today. Any thoughts about Butterfly? Is it a case of you've always been a keen lepidopterist?
Well, absolutely. I just think with a butterfly, you know, you're spreading your wings. You're just being true to who you are. Just go for it, is what I'd say to anyone.
Keep the faith, keep it real. Trust yourself. trust yourself, let it be. Only heaven knows.
Superb. Butterfly and Chloe Rose. Not butterflies, of course, butterflies, singular, which is actually quite heartwarming in its own way. I recall, Chloe, when we first featured, I think, one of your early tracks, which is actually at number 4 in the Chloe Rose list of favourites, although it could change. I was talking about the lyrics of Lungs. And yes. And something which always bemused me, really, in terms of how you were, you know, working through that. We won't go into that now. But lungs, clearly, you need them as a mammalian life form to breathe. As a singer, you need them even more to obviously provide the power through the larynx to drive the voice and other areas, etc. Do you look back on Lungs now with a sense of nostalgia? Is it a case of you would include it on a greatest hits list? Or I mean, we have obviously, but.
Yeah. I do, because I think it was a completely different kind of idea to all the other songs that I've done. It was very different. It was more upbeat. You know, it was driven by a beat. And actually, the influence, weirdly enough, was to do with Kate Bush. You know, the drum beat in the background, that was kind of like inspired by that. But there's a lot of a story behind that as well. But
and was it, this was the co-written song, was it?
Yeah, so I co-wrote this with Gary, and it was kind of like an idea that somebody's in a domestic violence sort of relationship and sort of feeling trapped. That was kind of what it was about. Maybe I shouldn't sort of give that away, but and not being able to sort of breathe and feeling sort of... claustrophobic, but well, oh dear.
We'll talk about co-writing.
That was interesting, isn't it?
Co-writing a number of other bits and pieces. But this currently is at number 4 in the current standing top 7 in the early part of 2023 for Chloe Rose. It's Lungs. saying that we're not exactly numerous at the best of times here at Siren Radio, but we have a top eight as opposed to a top seven. And I think now we'll be approaching the top four. Yes, the top four will be coming up very shortly and in no particular order at present. We've got Hopes and Dreams, we've got Hearts on the Line, we've got Golden Dreams, and we've also got the wondrous Golden Sun. There we are. But you need a sun if you're going to be running up that hill, and it's your second Kate Bush track. See the way we've planned that out there.
I like that. Might
have had difficulty actually sorting out which was number 8, 7, 6, and 5. It's okay. Eight was true love, and we'll be working backwards on that basis. So just listen again to the whole system, it will all come clear. So Kate Bush once again, probably more famous, as you say, for Stranger Things. You're quite a big fan of the Stranger Things series coming
yes.
up to its finale, of course.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Looking forward to that.
I cannot wait. I will be on the edge of my seat, definitely, to find out what's going to happen next.
And are you a Millie Bobby Brown fan?
Yes. Oh, I love her. Absolutely. I like all of them, to be honest.
But would you consider doing these music for Millie Bobby Brown?
Yes. I mean, if she asks me, I'll get started.
I'm thinking she didn't obviously ask you for Enola Holmes 1 or 2, so maybe,
you
need to sort of put that thing out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
Yeah. Here's Kate. Okay, it's getting serious now in the Chloe Rose top eight. Not top seven, top eight, because we're in the top four. And at number four, Chloe, we are keeping that theme going of dreaming and gold, and you're putting them both together in terms of golden dreams.
That's it. The sadly much missed scriptwriter from Hollywood, Arthur Weingarten, who I think first coined the phrase that would have been a superb Bond musical theme to actually have. And yes.
It's kept the thing going, Chloe. And very good. Do you dream?
I certainly do. I dream a hell of a lot, I tell you now. And that's in life and that's in my sleep as well.
And do you dream in colour?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I dream in colour. But the thing is, sometimes I can't remember what I've dreamt. And that's the annoying thing in the moment. And then I can remember colours, but I can't always remember what it was.
I think many dream therapists would say you need to write it down as soon as you wake, effectively,
yes.
or have a notepad to actually put these things into place, etc. I had some very strange dreams recently. I haven't gone into them at all.
Oh, so, I'd love to know. You'll have to tell me.
Not my show, Chloe. I'll look on that for another time. But we're keeping the dream theme going because obviously from Golden Dreams, we're up to number 3 in the Chloe Rose selection of tracks to go for, and Hopes and Dreams, which I noticed actually on the Siren system actually connects you with Twitter, and the Twitter of course for Chloe Rose is at Chloe Official. That's Chloe with a Y, Chloey Official. And I see that your last retweet effectively was to retweet at Heart to Findy, or Heart of Indie I should say, Heart to Findy, there we are.
Oh,
so
yes,
easy.
Yes.
And join us live now on Hearts of Nashville with Captain Eddie and Emmy Lentino and guest host Demi Swart. I mean, it's nothing to me, but it's nice to see actually that. If you want to be following Chloe Rose on Twitter, it is at Chloe Official to go to.
Yes, please do. Please do.
And are you also on Instagram?
Yep, Instagram. I'm also on Facebook as well. So if you follow me at Chloe Official with a Y and just find me on there, or Chloe Rose.
Have you gone down the line of TikTok videos yet?
I have. Well, it's a slow process, but I'm getting there, you know.
So Chloe is even on TikTok as well. There you go. Just in case you wonder about Twitter and Elon Musk, and we know that could be a whole different issue. So Hopes and Dreams. This was one which I seem to recall was a film not in the Golden Fields, but actually when you did the video accompanying this, you were in what seemed to be a dark cave, but yep. indeed was actually at the bottom of the garden of some of your friends in Grimsby.
Yeah, it's insane. It was at the bottom of someone's garden, and... yeah, the guys who were actually filming it, and it there was over the top of it was like the railway tracks. You could hear it. Very good. Very spooky.
After this, we will find out what the top 2 final tracks will be and in what order. We've already mentioned that Hearts on the Line and Golden Sun are in the top 2. One of those is actually my favourite, and you'll wonder whether actually that is in agreement with Chloe. Who knows? But we'll find out after Hopes and Dreams and this.
Haunted by
And now it's time to announce what the top two will actually be in Sound and Chloe's Vision special on Chloe's music, quite rightly so. And which one is at number two, Chloe?
Ooh, what's it going to be? Well, number two is Golden Sun.
Of joy, whoops of happiness, and indeed the revelation that Hearts on the Line will actually be number one in our top eight of Chloe Rowe's numbers, a return of Sound and Chloe Vision over the last 50-odd minutes here on Siren Radio. Have you enjoyed being back in the studio, Chloe, with your show?
Absolutely, and you know what? Join us next time.
Before we do that, of course, we mentioned that you do co-writing. And, of course, in terms of co-writing, you shared that back in the day with Lungs. Of course, that was one co-writer. Harry, of course, is your co-writer for both Golden Dreams and the one we're about to hear in a few seconds.
Go for it.
So hats off to Harry. And how do you, I mean, what happens? Does he take the lyrics and you do the music? What's the sort of line to this?
He does the music side of it. So he'll play like, you know, the guitar and I'll sing along and I'll come up with the lyrics for it. But then he produces it, he mixes it. He is like the wizard of all wizards. So well, there you go. But, sorry, I get too excited. There's one song that's not, we've not put out yet. And he said, let's try something different. So he just set a piece of music already set. And then he said, right, I want you to put lyrics to that because it's already ready made. As usually it will happen in one night, but he already had it ready. So then I just wrote lyrics to it and then it came from that. There you go.
And we'll hear that in the weeks to come, no doubt.
Yes, no doubt.
And as you said, Sound and Chloe's Vision will return. Would you like to introduce yourself, of course, with your current favourite in terms of the eight tracks there? Any chance of an album being released in the near future?
Yes, it's got to be done. It will happen, but it's not happening yet.
Exactly.
All right.
An EP, perhaps. An EP.
That's it. Absolutely, an EP. This is Hearts on the Line.
I wish I could say, do you feel the same? Is it love or just a game? Will you change my life again? So long I've been waiting for you, just to say that I'll adore you. Yeah, my.